From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
High school basketball action tonight. The GW boys will open district play on the road at Mecklenburg County. It starts a busy weekend for the Eagles as they also will play at William Fleming on Saturday. Also tonight, the Chatham girls team will play on the road at Nelson County, while the boys will host Nelson County. The Tunstall boys will open district play at Martinsville, while the Trojan girls will host Martinsville, and the Dan River boys will play at Bassett, while the Wildcat girls will host the Bengals. It's a new era for UNC football as the school officially introduced Bill Belichick as the new head coach on Thursday. During the press conference, Belichick spoke about what will be one of the staples of the program.
In the NFL, it's a combination of a lot of things, but if you look at the players we had in the NFL, Tom Brady was a fourth-string quarterback his rookie year. He didn't exactly come in as with any play time at all. Gronkowski, he didn't do too much his rookie year. Julian Edelman played quarterback in college. Then he was a wide receiver, and then he was a punt returner. So developing players is, something that Michael and I believe strongly in, and we'll support that with the staff, and we'll support that with the program.
Belichick won 6 Super Bowls as the head coach of the Patriots and 2 as an assistant coach with the Giants. In college basketball action last night, Virginia Tech beat North Carolina A&T 95-67. Ben Hammond led the way for the Hokies with 17 points as he shot 6 of 6 from the field. Virginia Tech is now 4-6 on the season. UVA basketball also overcame a slow start to beat Bethune-Cookman 59-41. Elijah Siners led the way with 15 points and 8 rebounds in the win as UVA improved to 6-4 on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.